Instacart has revealed the top hot sauces that people ordered.
Mm.
You want to know the number? Do you think you know the number one hot sauce?
Well,
purchased from Instacart in 2020.
Just straight up hot sauce, because the one I'm thinking has several versions, but I'm going to say Frank's Red Hot.
Number one, as it was the year before.
I love a hot sauce. I know my hot sauces.
You like Frank's?
I do like Frank's a lot.
I do too.
I really do.
I think it's good. Nice little flavor.
Yeah, and they have nice flavor.
You like the buffalo wing version of it?
That's not bad. It's not my preferred.
Mm-hmm. I just like the regular Frank's Red.
Yeah.
Do you have more on the list?
Yes.
I bet Biggie can crush it.
That's okay.
May shock you. It's not a world I dabble in.
No, too spicy.
Well, that's funny because as we age, you know, hot sauce, your taste buds dull.
That's true.
Somebody I know has got a birthday tomorrow.
Elvis?
No, that's today.
Yes.
I'm so excited for this guy tomorrow. We're going to make it all about him.
I know.
It's going to be a Friday. We're going to celebrate this man.
Fun time.
Fun time Friday on Christian
birthday. You're getting to the age where we make bigger deals.
There comes a point you really got to celebrate him. This is it.
Hey, you made it.
Hey, I made it. We're going to celebrate you. So what other hot sauces, Biggie? There are many here on the list.
Well, Tabasco.
Yep. Number three.
I don't know if this is going to fall. Mm. I love it. It's regional to us, but it is nationwide. I'm going to say Texas Pete.
Yes.
Love a Texas Pete.
Number four is Texas Pete.
Number four. So we haven't gotten number two yet.
No. You know, Texas Pete, it has a different flavor, and it is regional. It's local here, but it has a totally different flavor than Frank's Red Hot. To me, you know.
It does. I'll tell you, Texas Pete, when I was in high school, this isn't going to be a shocker. My favorite lunch was basically just some fries from the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get those and cover them in Texas Pete. Delicious.
I've seen people do that.
What do you put that S on?
Well, you put that S on anything. But that is, that's Frank's Red Hot.
Frank's Red Hot. What would you not put it on?
Well, I only put it on like a burrito. Like if I go to Salsarita's.
No chicken.
I'll put it on anything.
No, I don't put it on anything else.
I'll put it on chicken, put it on eggs, biscuits, sandwiches.
Eggs. I'd put it on eggs for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Do you like that or salsa on an egg?
I could go both. I do like just an egg with some hot sauce sometimes.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
Number two, I don't know it. I think it's regional also.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Let me keep going here. I'm rolling, baby.
Yeah, hot sauce and Instacart. Yeah. This is the biggest wheelhouse.
I got the hot hand.
You are, yeah.
Cholula.
Well, that's on there. Yeah, that's down the list. That's number five. Cholula is really good.
I know some women, especially, who carry Cholula in their purses.
I do. I'm a Cholula. I'm a Cholula girl.
Yeah.
I discovered that when I used to go over at Qdoba, which is a burrito place. And they have it at Salsarita's and probably Chipotle too. And there's a green, there's a bunch of different flavors now. But that original Cholula is very, very good. I find that goes really well in a burrito.
Okay.
All right.
Man, this is getting tough.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because now you're into what qualifies as a hot sauce and what doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this out there because they have become popular in stores now. They sell them in bottles. The Taco Bell hot sauce line.
Number six, Taco Bell.
I've never seen a performance like this.
You're all over the place.
Come on. Well, I know. I love hot sauce.
Yeah. You're better at this than I am at nursing.
Wow. Yeah, that's saying something.
Yeah.
Rusty just emailed.
He heard your last segment.
Fact checker Rusty and said, I would sooner see Gary Coleman's widow as a nurse than Chris Kelly. I'd rather see.
Now that's a very great callback. Very specific reference.
Dead on.
Rusty said, if I were in the hospital, I would rather see Gary Coleman's widow walk in than Chris Kelly.
Didn't Coleman tumble down a flight of stairs in a pool of his own blood?
Correct.
Moaning while she called 911 and she gave no aid?
Zero aid.
The 911 operator said, can you put a towel on his wound? She goes, oh, no.
These were wedding gifts.
It's gross. He's all bloody.
These are monogrammed. I know.
I'm not getting close to that guy. Yeah, he's at the bottom of the stairs bleeding out. She did nothing.
Don't we have the 911 call?
We have.
Now
we
did.
Somewhere?
We have her failing a lie detector test.
The exam had to do with Gary's fatal fall.
Okay.
I asked you the following relevant questions on this test. Did you physically cause Gary's fall?
Mm-hmm.
You answered no.
Right.
I also asked you, did you physically cause Gary to fall that day? answered no. And the results are, you failed that exam with deception regarding Gary's fault.
That's when they were saying,
boom,
yeah,
bitch.
You got it. They got her.
But she was never charged, right?
No.
And we do have the 911 call. This is when he fell down the stairs.
His head is bloody. There's blood all over the floor. I don't know what happened. I really don't know what happened.
The 911 operator tells Shannon to apply pressure to his wound, but she refuses.
I just can't be here with the blood. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't.
I've just been kind of sick, and, you know, I don't
want to
be traumatized.
Ew, gross. I'm not getting that blood. He's bleeding out at the bottom of your stairs.
Ugh. Yeah, but I'm not feeling well anyway.
I'm not going over there. It's ridiculous. Rusty says, I'd rather have that woman walk into my hospital room to provide care
than me.
Than you. After I've been through
your scrubs.
Judgmental nursing.
Wow, that's rough.
I don't think you can get number two on this hot sauce.
I think
sauce,
I can.
Dude. I don't think you can do it.
I'm torn between two, but it's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, I think it was shut down because of a lawsuit in California.
Yeah.
This is going to be the, I believe it's pronounced, Woi Fong Sriracha hot sauce.
That is number two on the
That is number two on the list. Sriracha is huge in the ramen bowl world. Again, sriracha, great on eggs if you get some.
Yeah.
There's a lot of knockoff sriracha's now.
This is the one that got the rooster on it.
This is the real one. They were the first ones. The town that it was being made in sued them, remember, because people were claiming their eyes were burning and all this
when
stuff.
When they walked by
environmental,
the plant.
Yeah.
There was stink next to the plant. But, you know, I've tried to make myself like that one because it was so hip and cool, but I don't love it.
Beth loves it.
It's not like a normal hot sauce taste.
A lot of people do, yeah. I mean, it's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to be in one of those camps like, oh, Huang Foy, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Give me the rooster.
And then later, I'd be like, oh,
yeah,
this is terrible.
What have I done?
It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
ruined my chow mein.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, here we go.
Well, there's two left.
Two left?
There's no way you can get this. There's no way you can
well,
get this.
I know the other, so I'm torn again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I go, I like this one. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I find several women carry this in their purses. Valentina.
Yeah, that's number eight.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Where are these coming from?
Man. I see them.
What
I know.
Are you doing?
I know my hot sauce.
What
purses?
Are you doing?
Okay, so I'm torn between two, and I'll name.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes. Yeah.
What women's purses do you see?
Are you rummaging through them while they're not there?
Listen, there are no women in your life.
You're asexual by your own admission.
Now, but once I was dating a lot,
yes,
and I found that if we went to like a Mexican restaurant, they'd pull out. They'd be like, "Oh, they don't have Valentina. Yeah. I got it."
But you just said that's a new product. You haven't dated in a while.
Well, I just mean new product. No.
All
the
right.
Taco Bell hot sauce is new. Valentina's been around
forever.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so here's the last two I got on my list, and I don't know which way to go.
Yeah.
One of my favorites, the Louisiana hot sauce.
That's it.
That's it.
You just did it.
Wow.
I love that for a Cajun food.
Good Lord. I've never in my life. There was one other mention. It's not in the top 10, but it's coming. Mike's Hot Honey.
Over the hot honey.
You don't like that.
Yes. Hot honey is great on certain things, but it's being put on everything now.
Mm-hmm.
And
I put that S on everything.
Yeah. It's hot honey's like the hot condiment, I'd say.
We had some hot honey with an arugula prosciutto flatbread.
See, that's what I'm saying.
What'd you think of that?
Delightful. It was magical.
Well, I only had it
danced across my taste buds.
I had it once on my finger. And I didn't like it. You know, it was.
But put it on a flatbread with some arugula, brie, some prosciutto.
Maybe. I put it on my index because I was looking around. I was in somebody's kitchen.
No one looking.
It was no good. Mm-hmm. I did not care for that. No.
I love my hot sauces, though.
I can tell.
That's impressive, Biggie. That's really impressive.
There's one that I see more and more now. It's a name brand, too. It's like Tapatio.
I don't
see that out more being pushed.
I don't know if it's even still there, but I know, Biggie, the last time you and I traveled, not together, but we bumped into each other in Key West?
Yes.
Years ago. Mm-hmm. And back, I remember Key West had a shop, and plenty of places have it, that are just dedicated to hot sauce.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Did you go in?
See, I'm weird because I like kind of the brands like that. I don't get
into the
offshoots where it's like, you know, burn your bunghole type
devil's
stuff.
Yeah. Devil's bollocks.
But I will go into those shops sometimes just to see if there is something kind of a different flavor or something fun. I don't get into just hot to be hot. I like a hot sauce that adds to it.
Okay. It's got to add to the flavor.
Yeah.
Melinda's also was mentioned as an up-and-coming.
Melinda's is a big up-and-coming one. I see that a lot. They have a great variety pack that you can order.
Why are we not? You should be advertising for this.
This is telling this me, is, man.
I've never seen anything like it.
This where's the sales, folks? You know,
and Texas Pete right here.
Yeah, Texas Pete's right here. Let's get some Texas Pete sponsoring this stuff. This is your thing.